Presented live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning. So I was going out with this woman who has her own kids. And after being together for a while, she asked me one day that she's thinking of getting breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wasn't comfortable with her breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, like, what do I think? I'm like, it's what you want to do. Me, personally, I don't like them. But it's not about me.
Sure.
It's about what she wants.
And as soon as it's about alcohol.
Yeah.
Sure.
But she asked me, so I was like, you do your thing, but it's just not my thing. Like that fake boobs look, nah, I'm okay. Do you think your partner should ask permission from you if they want to do some sort of thing on their body?
No, not even. Mm-hmm. From tattoos to tongue ring, no, that's good, that's you.
But I'm talking more on a body modification thing, like they want bigger breasts or reduce something, Zebon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a say in that?
No, I don't.
If you wanted to change anything, like your face, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. Mel.
And get a new face, like a pretty face. Would you ask permission from your partner?
No. First of all, I wouldn't change my face for no one. Let's start there. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, fam.
Yeah?
I wouldn't ask permission. I guess when I meet my male anxiety, you shy plastic surgery. So that, yeah?
What if your partner, there's a feature on her that you love? But she doesn't like it, and she says, I don't have this anymore, and I want to get rid of it.
Again.
It's got nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with me. No, I'm not tender. I love your shoulders. Yes. I don't like these shoulders. So I have no say.
Really?
Yeah. What? Whoa. Do you think you have a say?
I didn't say that.
Let's say there's a part that you like on your partner. And
then I'd say, I want to get rid of it. Oh, yeah. No, we'll just sit down and talk.
I want to get rid of this.
Of what?
Of this.
This is radio, Joe. Of what?
Of this. Hey, of this. Of it, Pamtu.
No, please don't.
Exactly.
Please don't look like, no.
I tell you, you're cool, but man, this is...
No!
None.
No.
No. Why not?
Because I like it.
How say I?
Oh, yum.
Ninja, look at it. Ni own a band.
No, but no, come on.
No.
You look amazing. Do you know how much I love the figure 8? I mean, the number 8. Because I want to hang out Coca-Cola.
I'm 8, I'm 5, man.
No, I mean, you're... Really? My queen, do you... No, come on, you're so perfect. I want to you change the
conversation. So you lie.
It's not lying.
It's convincing her that she looks beautiful and she's not comfortable.
God made you like this. So, you're in a relationship. You love your partner's features, or maybe there's something you don't like about your partner. Should we consult our partners on any body modification we want to do? I know it's a sensitive topic, but let's talk. We don't know how you feel. We'll hear from you, 086-00-00959. Skumba Gotha, I'm sure she would say to you. Mamela, if she says sinus problems,
yeah. Hey, I'm
0636-880-959. If you're sending a voice note, this one up from you, Kai family. You love your partner, but listen, if you want to change something in your body, do you need permission? Do you talk about it?
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Since we're talking about your partner and body modification, I'm sure Kanye at some stage looked at Kim and said,
damn.
Let's come to you, Mo Alton Elverton. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Skumba. Good morning, Bud Thomas.
Good morning. How are you, my queen?
I'm good, good. I'm happy. I'm on live. I'm on air for the first time.
Yay!
And I just want to really contribute to this topic. I think it's very, very sensitive, like you said, Bud Thomas. And I think, you know, it's not something that I, as a woman, can decide on my own the day before and say, darling, please note, I've made an appointment with the doctor. I'm going to consult, especially on some of the organs, you know. And I think the breast in particular for Thomas, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I'm a breast. It's one of the sexual organs, you know.
Yeah.
And I would assume my partner might enjoy them, especially when you're doing the deed as part of the process of our sexual sexual, you know, enjoyment. So if I were to modify a part like that, I think really they need to be taken through the whole process themselves. And I think, in fact, they need to be part of that very, very first doctor consultation so that they can start preparing themselves mentally with the changes that are coming through. And they need to, you know, be counseled and understand how this whole change and this whole modification is going to really impact them or, you know, their lives, if it's a sexual organ, like a breast, for an example, you know. So I think it is important that it needs to be discussed before we get into the process and that we need to take through our partners through the process. I think it might come as a shock and a trauma to a partner to just, you know, decide on my own to go through such a drastic
change,
you know, my organ.
Mo, because that's so important, because that partner has to be there with you in the healing process as well, right through this thing. So yeah, you're right, communicating this is very important. So your partner, do you think that you should tell your partner if you want to do any sort of body modification? And how do you talk about it? Mo, thanks a lot for your call. So why are you anonymous? Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
We're good, Anon. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. As anonymous, obviously, there is just a sensitive issue that I would like to discuss about my partner that I like so much.
Mm.
I don't have it in me to ask him to go for circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
That turns me off, but I really like him a lot.
Okay. So you discuss this thing with him?
No, it's a bit sensitive, so I don't think he would take it lightly.
Sure, my queen, talk to him.
How?
Sit him down. On a good day, so you find a good day where he's okay, he's happy, right? He's calm, uh-huh. Like, baby, I have a concerning yana, man. A problem, I don't know what went about teeny, but meaning it's uncomfortable and it turns me off. So I don't want to be turned off as a munduami. And when you don't even know, basically, next thing you want to say, I am cold. I'm not being cold, but there's certain things that turn me off. So consider it, baby.
Yes.
Don't do it. But yeah, we'll to feel and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, Anonymous. Because the last thing he wants to say is hangi amli. Geyetu. We're sharing this together. Before we get to the roads with Angie.
Now, I would love to do my boobs because, like, after kids, guys, things are just not the same. And they are not where they should be. So I just need to do my boobs, but my husband really is not into it. He shuts the conversation down, so. But I'm going to give him time. Eventually, I think he's going to be okay with it.
Guys, me now, my personal person, into timing and bundling good. So, now I'm going to go to liposuction here at the back area because Miss Hamba see too lapaya. So, it's too much spikile. I know, guys, I know. I'm going to go to such a stanje.
Damn! Wayne, Thomas, and Skumba on 086-00-00-959.
Kaya family, let's talk about considering your partner when you want to have some sort of body modification. Do you get your partner involved? Do you talk to them about it? For example, here's a tweet from Belo saying, yes, even though he hasn't mentioned getting any, he isn't happy that I'm considering getting a tattoo and would like a liposuction once I can afford it. But time will tell if I go through with them. I'm a queen, it's your body, it's your body. Would you want to?
I said, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, leave her alone. Mbali, maybe I shouldn't ask you.
Go ahead, you're already there.
No.
My answer to everything is, it's my body. My body, my rules. You don't like it, get out of here.
Bounce.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm so surviving. I survived 32 years and I was no to appeal. I'm sure I could continue.
I'm not going to ask my question anymore. Let's have the voice notes.
What I would love to change in your partner, I'm learning a man. That's learning great. I'm counting a trailer. And if you have a guazo, trailer is too much. Quality space is so. Otherwise, I'm tired. I'm dumb. Yeah, it's trailer. And Jay, Christy.
Okay.
Bali? I have to ask. Your partner, what did you like to change?
Nothing.
I want...
If he's happy, he's
happy. Are you happy with everything?
Yeah. Otherwise, nothing vumanga in the first place.
Look how you're smiling, talking about...
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it going.
Honestly speaking, I think if you want to make such a drastic change, you should also expect a huge change in your relationship, because yes, it's what you want to do, but what if your partner doesn't like that? You know, we have guys who like big boobs and you want to reduce, and he was attracted to you because of the big boobs, you know. So if you change that and then he doesn't find you attractive anymore, don't blame anybody, honey. See, na abana abo mapazomza. Sizozwakala. Sizomnet.
Angie, Skuma wants to ask you something.
No, I didn't want to ask Angie anything. Tell me, Angela.
I mean, honestly.
Like, really?
How?
Why would I be scared of asking Angie anything?
I will go shy, Muslim.
Me not shy.
I mean, honestly.
Woo! Woo! Ngeke. Ngakubuza mangabe nginombuzo. Anginambuzo mina manje. Uthobisa unombuzo wena.
Oh, we're about to go to the news. Oh, okay.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Nah, I just removed my breast, actually. But it was medical reasons. I have breast cancer, so can I live 4 weeks to remove my breast? Though I'm single, don't have anyone. For the past 2 years, I was diagnosed. I spoke to my mom about an implant, you know, trying to put another breast back. Because I'm still young, hey, I'm under 40. So she's not keen on the idea of me going back for another surgery or having a boot job. Like, it just doesn't make sense to her. So I'm still thinking and trying to speak to her so that she can understand, hey?
Amina, I find it really important to consult my husband, because Mela Batali, like, because of abantwana bakhe. It's a pity that we made an agreement. Uguti is going to pay for all the reconstructive surgeries and cosmetic surgeries I need after 4 children. But now number two, fike wamosha nje wamosha. Ngifuna kuyimanje leyo plastic surgery.
Mina, I wouldn't be one of those who listen to someone saying, ngithanda ukanje. I was in a situation where I listened to somebody telling Nuguti, the way you are, hips, you know, full-bodied woman, African woman, whatever. And I realized Uti and I is actually having extramarital affairs with the thin ones. And when I eventually changed my mind to do what I've always wanted, to lose weight, I could see Uti was not comfortable. So I will not consult.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.